Mr. Chairman, heads of state, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. It is an honor for me to address this forum and to be given the opportunity to highlight some issues concerning food security for the Caribbean, especially as they affect my country, the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis. Let me express the gratitude of the government and people of St. Kitts and Nevis for the support that FAO has been affording our agricultural diversification efforts in these very challenging times. I must accord a special thank you to the Director General, who took a personal interest and ensured a quick response to the urgent demand for assistance following the forced closure of the sugar industry and the major hotel change, the Four Seasons Hotel. Our people are indeed grateful for the assistance that offered temporary relief to the food needs and provided an opportunity for self-employment of displaced sugar workers. Food insecurity, however, still remains grave, a consequence of centuries of underdevelopment and current trading inequalities. The most referenced definition for food security was first presented to delegates at the World Food Summit in 1996. It states, and I quote, "Food security exists when all people at all times have physically and economic access to sufficient, safe, and nutritious food to meet their dietary needs and food preferences for an active and healthy life," end of quote. By inspection of this definition, there are two key factors of food security, one being the production or availability of nutritionally adequate and safe food, and the second being access or capacity to acquire nutritionally adequate and safe food. It is therefore imperative that all nations produce nutritional food safely so that people could have access to safe and nutritionally adequate food. In 1996, at the World Food Summit, more than 180 countries committed to the eradication of world food hunger with the intermediate goal to reduce the number of malnourished persons by 50% by the year 2015. Mr. Chairman, Caribbean governments are committed to focusing on the food security issue of the Caribbean region. And as we do that, we must pay special mention to the effects of natural disasters, agricultural practices, and pollution on food production in the Caribbean. The level of unemployment and undernourishment, which signify poverty within a country, also militates against the country's ability to achieve food security. Unemployment and undernourishment are two completely different words, but for the people affected by both, they mean poverty. Unemployment greatly affects the food security and poverty rates of the Caribbean islands, which is related to their small size and the vulnerability of their economies. Delegates, 40.8% of the population of St. Kitts and Nevis is under the age of 20. And this group, I must tell you, is struggling to triumph over the difficulties that threaten to push them into poverty. For many, the outlet had been migration for employment and the hope for inflows of remittances to their home country and families. But as globalization projects a facade of disappearing borders, immigration restrictions emerge to dim the hopes of these youth. The constant is that women are left to look after the household. Adolescent mothers once again are forced to end their schooling prematurely to provide care for their children. 49% of heads of household in St. Kitts and Nevis are women. The poverty rates for households headed by women is higher than for those where the men is the head of the household. Delegates, the small size of most Caribbean islands and a small island develops in states increases their vulnerabilities to economic meltdowns, natural disasters, and climate change, which in turn exposes their citizens to high levels of poverty. Even though this is not exclusive to small island development states, the impact of their societies can be devastating in comparison to bigger development countries. In the Caribbean, reportedly, 90% of farmers are less. 90% of farmers own less than 5 acres of the land resource. In addition, after hurricanes and tropical storms, there is reef decline due to the increase in sediment deposited. The sediment caused costly consequences for the environment, poor fishers' livelihood, and tourism-related employment opportunities. The Caribbean Sea Ecosystem Assessment Executive Summary reported that many thousands of families rely on fish and fish product for their protein intake, for job opportunities in processing and marketing of fish, in net making, boat building, and other supported industries. If we are to assume each person employed has 5 dependents, more than 1.5 million people in the Caribbean rely for their livelihood on fishing. Anything which damages the productivity of the marine food chain is therefore a significant threat to both the health and to the wealth of these societies. If the pollution issue is not controlled, there will be a significant drop in the Caribbean economy, which will cause a more dramatic effect on employment, poverty, and hunger. The Caribbean's food security revolves around keeping and striving to achieve the World Food Summit goal of developing human resources, encouraging employment generation, better incomes, and promoting equitable access to productive and financial resources. Natural disasters are beyond human control, but one thing human can control is the recovery. Having and striving for rapid recovery and developing new methods to deal with effects left over by the storms, agricultural literacy and training must run parallel, but engaging traditional and new knowledge needs critical financial support. Colleagues, we in the Caribbean find it difficult to succeed without the help of international donors agencies like FAO and other organizations which act on the food security issues. We have a history of resilience and self-reliance. The Caribbean community is committed to achieving food security through regional cooperation and international intervention. Finally, let me conclude by saying that our food needs are accorded more priority than the equally important energy needs. In St. Kitts and Nevis, energy is approached with the measure and cautious intervention. One example is evidence in the country's focus on the production of energy from wind, geothermal, and solar sources, not from crops as others do. We are fully aware that the consequences of our action today will impact on the future generations of this interconnected world. Research on resilient seeds for the dry season, soil conservation and health factors would all help to develop more prosperous future. Building capacities in trade negotiations, research and development in intensive sustainable production systems are imperative for achieving food security in small island development states. The world food security needs significant financial investment to resolve issues of food insecurity. With cooperation from everyone, especially large foundations and organizations and wealthy governments, the countries with food insecurity vulnerabilities would find relief sooner. Later might be too late. May this summit achieve success that reaches into the bellies of the poor and bring us all relief. Mr. Chairman, I yield and may it please you.